Now, today's top federal headlines. We're learning more about who gets what in the 2016 omnibus spending measure signed into law this month, and several science agencies will be getting major boosts. Analysis by the American Association for the Advancement of Science says the budget deal provides around $150 billion in total R&D expenditures for 2016. That's an increase of 8.1%. NIH is the big winner. It's getting a full $2 billion increase from last year. The IRS could get an extra $290 million in 2016 to help improve identity protection and customer service. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen will have to submit a spending plan to Congress first. There's also a provision in the 2016 omnibus prohibiting the IRS from giving any employee who owes back taxes a performance award or bonus. It also requires the agency to report on all union activities that are done on official time, and it reminds IRS employees they can't use personal email for agency business. The Department of Homeland Security's Privacy Office is touting its new technology protection policies in 2015. A year-end review says the office is working on a new mobile privacy policy. While DHS already has a privacy framework, the policy will address the unique privacy concerns of mobile applications. The policy will also ensure existing policies are applied consistently to mobile. Former head of DHS Tom Ridge says he doesn't have confidence in the government's ability to screen and vet Syrian refugees looking to enter the U.S. In an interview on New York's AM 970, Ridge explained how he doesn't think the government has sufficient information from law enforcement or the intelligence community to do effective screening. He says a pause for refugees from Syria is an appropriate move at this time. NASA is looking to fill openings for astronauts, so they're appealing to the Navy and Marine Corps' best and brightest. The Navy and Marine Corps is sending out recruiting messages to service members, inviting sailors and Marines to apply for the chance to start astronaut training in 2017. Military.com reports a Marine Corps astronaut screening panel will convene in March 2016 to screen interested Marines and send recommendations for NASA. Navy personnel are directed to apply directly for positions via a listing available at usajobs.com. Veterans Affairs is appointing four new members to the Advisory Committee on Minority Veterans. Melissa Castillo, Benno Cleveland, Ginger Miller, and Xiomara Sosa will join the other eight members. The committee advises the Secretary of Veterans Affairs on the needs of the nation's 4.7 million minority veterans. Committee members are appointed to 2 or 3 year terms. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.